Ahmed Amwell, welcome to the Maz Hakim podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Ahmed, I need to ask this question. What color is your Bugatti?
Blue. The original color is different, but I made it blue. This is my favorite color.
And how long have you had the Bugatti?
I bought it in July last year.
The dream.
The dream, yeah. It took a long time. It was a dream for me as growing up as a kid. And now I've got it, yeah.
And what's the process of a car, of like getting something like a Bugatti? What's the process? Do you have to order it well in advance? Do you have to be part of a club?
Sort of, yeah, VVIP client. You got to have a history with Bugatti. Unless if you're buying it used or off the off the market, like someone that's selling his one. But to buy a brand new one from Bugatti, you have to have a profile. So now they've just released a new one that's coming out in 2026. Only 250 units going to be made. So they're reducing the number of Bugattis that they're actually making. So it's even getting more difficult. Even if you are a VIP client with them, it's still, they're only allocating like a certain amount of slots to each country. Mm-hmm. So it's even getting more difficult to buy a Bugatti.
Wow.
But to get one, the Chiron was a little bit hard, but you know, in Dubai, money connects, you can get one.
So you're the founder of Luxury Supercar Rentals. You're all over TikTok. You're all over Instagram. How did you begin that journey?
It was a big move. I came from Australia in 2018. Okay. I was renting cars myself. And then I'm like, I spent a lot of money on rentals. I'm like, it's a good business. And the guy that was working there was telling me, like, Ahmed, you should come over. You should do something like this. You love cars. You know, I'm not happy with my boss. He's not treating me good. I'll come and work for you. Let's do something. I'm like, you know, I've got business in Australia. I'm doing well. I don't want to come right now. Went back home, came back up on another holiday. Same thing again, same feeling. It was amazing. And I'm like, okay, I'll buy a house here. I'll buy 4 or 5 cars. If I rent them, it's a bonus. If I don't, I'll drive them because I love cars. Mm-hmm. Eventually, those 5 cars got rented. Then I had no car, so I was catching taxis around. And I'm like, okay, I'll go buy another one. Mm-hmm. So I bought the 6th car, then the 7th car. Then I'm like, hey, there's good money in this. So I should extend my fleet and buy some more. Mm-hmm. So I sold my home back in Australia, bring the money over, and bought like another 3 or 4 cars. And then those 10 to 15 cars started to, like, if you buy the 16th car, the 15 pay off the 16th. And, you know, but as long as you're busy. But yeah, then it just blew up. The cars, the meetings with people, the celebrities that I met. It just, my business went from 0 to 100. So it was crazy.
And what kind of clientele do you have? What kind of people come in and hire the cars?
From tourists to celebrities to VVIP clients to billionaires to people that are like in Forbes, everyone, pretty much from every country. I've had people from like, you know, like the smallest country to the biggest country, like even the most poorest country, like one of them is in Africa somewhere. I think it's called Eritrea.
Mm-hmm. I had a Eritrea,
client from
there,
yeah. And he rented the Bugatti, and Bugatti is like $40,000 a day. So like it's just crazy.
Wow. Yeah. And do you think a lot of people have the money, or is it just something that they do in Dubai?
I think it's a Dubai thing. They come over because some of them, you know, they come in with flashy watches. They come like they're dressed like they're $1 million. They'll receive 2 fines and like, oh, I can't afford to pay it right now. So they spend all their money on their trip, and then they probably go back home, work, save up again, and come back to Dubai and spend it again. And then you have those VVIP clients that have a lot of money that don't even. I had a guy rents cars off us sometimes. He called me the other day. He's like, I need a car. I'm like, you already got a car? He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh shit, I found the valet ticket with me. He's had it parked 10 days downstairs.
He forgot
for 10 days.
Oh my god.
He's like, oh, I didn't know I had a car. I'm like, okay. But it's crazy. Like, we have some clientele that just don't care about money. Then there's the clients that are on a budget, and then there's clients that spend their last dollar. So it's for us, it's a good thing, you
know? Yeah. It's about the experience.
Yeah.
And what's the highest amount of fines anyone has got?
I had a celebrity, I'm not going to say his name because we can't, 130,000 dirham in one day. Yeah, a very famous rapper. And I had warned him because the first time he came, he got 20,000 dirham in fines. I said, last time you got fines, the company paid for it because he's done some marketing for us. This time we're not paying your fines. We'll give you the car for free, no problem. But if you get fines, we're not responsible. He goes, yeah, it's cool. You know, in Miami, I drive like that. I said, well, you're in Dubai, you're not in Miami. He came from Dubai to Abu Dhabi and back in the same day, 130,000 dirham in fines.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Did he know there were speed cameras or didn't really care?
I don't know what to say. Like, I messaged him, hey bro, slow down. Hey, you got some fines. Yeah, okay, I'll sort them when I'm back. Did not stop all the way to Abu Dhabi. I think like he was probably doing around 200. The speed limit is like 120. So he was doing 80 and over every single time. So it was a fine and an impound, fine and an impound. And like, imagine how many cameras from here to Abu Dhabi and back. So that was a big one.
That just reminded me of a story. I don't know if this is the same story. I hope not. But I went to Ras Al Khaimah with a fleet of Lamborghinis.
I know which one you're talking about.
You know which one. It's not. It's different.
It was in a yellow Lamborghini, that guy.
It was a yellow Lamborghini. But do you know, it was in
100K fines.
It was a wrapper. No, it was a wrapper. The Ras Al Khaimah, and the car was in my name. And we swapped. He came up to me halfway through and said, I was in an Urus and he was in an Aventador, I think. And he said, do you want to swap? And I said, yeah, I'd love to swap. Yeah, it'd be cool. We swapped. Let me tell you, I learned my lesson never to do that with a rapper. I hope so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, see, my guy didn't pay.
He didn't pay.
That's why I can't expose his name.
Is he on a payment plan?
Yeah, he's got a case against him.
Right.
Through the court. You know, we said, look, this is his documents. This is what he's done. He's not replying. He only paid $5,000. He's like, oh, come to the hotel. I'll give you your money. We went to the hotel. He gave us $5,000. He goes, when I get back to Miami, I'll get my manager to pay you the rest. I'm like, okay, cool. Went back to Miami. Never replied again.
Never.
Stopped replying and then told people. And he came again the second time before we had opened the case. And he asked for a car again through his manager. I was like, look, he owes fines. Okay, he's got to pay his fines first. And we're happy to give him a car. Then he never showed his face. Then we got the police to call him because they were looking for him as well to come and pay the fines. He went to the police station. He sorted out his complaint there. And then they're like, okay, you can manage it civilly between us and them. And he took off. He goes, I'm not paying him. So, okay, no problem. We went to court. We won in court. So now when he comes next time to Dubai, they'll make him pay.
And rappers can't stay away from Dubai.
They have to come. They have to perform.
Yeah,
they'll
exactly.
get booked by a show. And he did get booked for a show recently.
Oh,
and it got
right.
cancelled.
Oh, right.
Coca-Cola Arena. It was a big show.
Really? Mm. Interesting. And what about damages to the cars?
Damages every day.
Every day.
I had an event. On the 2nd of this month, they went to Exit 55. And they were off-roading in a Rolls Royce, Cullinan, Mansouri, which is something you shouldn't be doing. Yes,
in
the car can
Roy?
Be done. Like they say that the Cullinan can go off-road. Yes, it can go off-road, but not a Mansouri with a lowered kit to go off-road and do something crazy. They smash the front bumper, the rear bumper, all the carbon fiber to get parts for that car is at least a month. They don't understand this. It's a big loss for us. 1 month we cannot rent that car, waiting for them to repair it, waiting for parts. Plus, the car's got damage on it now. Car's worth less when you want to sell.
So yeah.
There's a lot of pros and cons in owning a rental car company. I have a chauffeur company also.
Okay.
So that's another business that I run. We're mm-hmm. partners with Emirates, Forbes Middle East, and some many big brands. Choppard's one of our clients. Like all those high-end designers, they're all our clients.
Okay.
And we have no issues with them because it's we're driving the cars, we're doing the chauffeurs. But rental car is crazy. You can have like two accidents in one day, drink driving, many problems. Fines, they don't pay, they don't answer their phone, the next client's waiting for the car. He's pissed off because we're running late to his booking. It's just a crazy business.
That sounds quite stressful.
There is money to be made, 100%. That's why we're still here.
Yeah.
But there's every day there's a drama.
Really?
Every single day there's something wrong. Breakdown. Imagine fully booked, one of them gets a breakdown. What are you meant to replace him with if you've got nothing to give him?
So what are they doing in terms of damaging the car? Like, why wouldn't you be careful with the supercar?
I did last month 98 rim damages because I paid the invoice. So 98 rims got damaged in 1 month.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. For all these
when
beautiful
cars. When I looked at the invoice, I'm like, no way there's 98. I went through every single invoice. Okay, 4 on this car, 3 on this car, 2 on this car, 2 on this car. I'm looking at every single invoice. I'm like, shit. It's
a lot.
Like, it is 98 rims. But the rims are always common because people sometimes drive on the other side of the road, like different steering. So they're probably not used to driving, so they do curb. They hit the curb a lot.
Yeah.
Or valet scratches the car. It's many times they have incidents. And then they don't want to pay. They're like, valet did it. I'm like, okay, but we gave you the car.
How does that work with insurance? So does someone come in, when someone comes in to want to rent a car, I've never rented a luxury car. So how does that work?
They come in the showroom or they can book online or through WhatsApp, live chat. So they tell you the day they want the car, what car's available. We give them our catalogue. They can check which cars we have. If they're available on that day, we send them our terms and conditions. So we're all black and white. So they know everything's you agreed to it. So if 250 kilometers per day, for example, if you scratch the rims, this price, no smoking in the car. Otherwise, we fine you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cameras in Dubai. Do not speed. We give them all these warnings to make them have a better experience. And then if they come back, we say, hey, we told you. Oh, you didn't tell me about the kilometers. No, it's there. It's in the message. We told you to read it. So it's pretty basic. Then it's 5,000 dirham deposit for a car. We give it back after 28 days. So we keep it just in case they get traffic fines. After 28 days, we refund the deposit. And it's very simple. Free delivery, free pickup anywhere in Dubai.
Oh, really?
So they come to you.
Right.
In Dubai. You can go to any Emirate in any of our cars. It's fine. You just can't cross borders to Oman or something like that. It's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty straightforward. You book it. We bring the car to you. You enjoy it for 24 hours. You can take it weekly, monthly, yearly. We've got a guy in the Kulanan now for 9 months straight.
No problem. My gosh.
Yeah. Wow. His missus, yeah.
So how much is the cheapest luxury supercar?
The cheapest car that we have in our fleet for rent is a Mercedes AMG GLC 63S. It's 1,000 dirham a day.
Okay.
But that's not a supercar. Our cheapest supercar is the Audi R8 Spider. It's 2,000 dirham a day. So then it starts, that's the entry level. And we're all the way up to maybe 15, 20K per day. Then there's the big Bugatti, where it's 150K per day.
And do you give the Bugatti to anyone?
No. VVIP clients, someone that we've been dealing with for a very long time, or we know he's got money in the bank. So we check their profile, or if we know, say some clients that tell us, bro, if I crash it, I'll pay for it. And they show me his account, or he show me his crypto wallet. Look, I've got 5 million in the account. If I crash it, I'll pay for it. So then we have agreements, and we make him sign an extra paper, so it covers us as well. But the ones we usually give it to are usually our regulars. So the same, I've had the same client on that Bugatti now, maybe 15 times he's taken it. 4 days, then he took it for the UFC 4 days, then New Year's 4 days, then the other day took it 9 days. Pays, no headache, he knows how to drive it, he's used to it. So like just this guy alone is one of our best clients.
And how much is it to rent a Bugatti per day?
150,000 dirham. So about 30 grand US, I think, a bit more.
Oh my God, a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a 200K deposit.
A 200K deposit?
That's refundable. As soon as they bring the car back, we give it back the deposit. We only keep 5K out of that just in case you get any fines, the normal protocol. But the 200K is just for excess for the insurance. If something goes wrong, we have to have the money there.
Wow.
Just that, to know that they have money to pay. We don't want to give it to a cheaper client.
Like, exactly.
Someone's going to crash it. I've got a photo of the guy standing on his, sorry, leaning on his car with his legs on my car, eating Maccas.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You can give it to the wrong person sometimes. It's very scary.
Tell me about the damages from people leaning on the car.
I had a girl. There was a dent on the bonnet. So I'm like, what happened here? She's like, I don't know. I got no idea how that happened. So I've gone on her Instagram because she had tagged us in a previous post. And I look on her story and she's sitting on the bonnet of the car. So then I show her the photo. I'm like, you said you didn't know how this happened. And she's like, oh, but I'm only 45 kilos. I'm like, but is it your car? Did your dad buy you this car?
Exactly.
Like, it's not your car. That's disrespectful. And then we charged, I think, 750 dirham. And she was complaining. I'm like, to get that paint is going to cost me more. It's going to sit in the garage for half a day, at least one day in the garage. I go, you got to be responsible for your actions. At the end, she kicked up a stink. I'm like, you know what? Don't worry about it. See you later. Just leave. Don't come to us anymore.
Come back. Yeah.
So you do have those headaches. We get them often. And sometimes with the valet stuff, like the valet, I gave a guy SVJ, brand new Aventador. And it's very low at the front. It's full of carbon fiber. The valet driver, as it was entering the car park, cracked the whole bumper. 70,000 dirham repair bill. Client only had the car for 9 minutes. So he left us, parked it in his valet. It happened. He rang me up. And he has the same car back home. So he knows what it's worth. He's like, I'm very, very sorry. Valet did this. They were not going to pay it. So then he knew the GM of the hotel. So he contacted the GM or the owner of the actual brand of the hotel. They fixed it. They ended up paying us the bill. They paid Lamborghini direct. And we got it sorted. But like sometimes if you don't know someone, you're stuck with that bill.
How does that work with valets, for example? Are you? I never know. If you give a car to a valet, they scratch it. Can you?
You got to, like, we take the money from the client. And the client can sue the valet, or the valet company is responsible. They have insurance. So the valet will pay it, but they try to bargain and all that kind of stuff. But I feel sorry sometimes because those valet drivers, they're on low salaries. So sometimes the company can be a bit harsh and deduct it from his salary. He'll be paying it off for like 6 months.
Yeah.
He made a mistake. Like, accidents do happen, you know? So we understand that.
And also, I guess, every supercar is different.
Every supercar is different, yes. Some of them have lift kits. Some of them don't have lift kits. So when we buy our cars, we make sure they've got everything, especially the front lift kit, so that they don't damage underneath. Because that's a common thing that happens in rental car. They damage the whole front lip always. They don't see the humps.
They
go over them very fast. But with the lift kit, you can raise the car a little bit. You go over it slow, you're fine.
And do you see in terms of car damages, is it mainly tourists?
Yeah, mainly tourists.
Mainly tourists.
The locals, they don't know how to drive. They've been here for a long time. As soon as I see like a local license, and then I feel more comfortable because they've been driving, they've driven cars before. So, But our business is like 90% tourist related.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow. And they see you on TikTok, right?
Yeah, TikTok, yeah. That's the thing. Like, it's crazy. Like, the guy that was doing something stupid in my car the other day goes, oh, I follow you on TikTok. I'm like, okay, thank you. I appreciate it, but we shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Like,
yeah.
It's not nice. And I think he did it for content. So they go back to their country and they post these videos. It looks, it makes us look bad. Like, it makes our cars look like they're being treated like shit. But yeah.
And you spend a lot of time on TikTok. You do these videos that go totally viral. Is that for Gen Z? A Gen Z hiring the cars?
For everyone.
Right.
For everyone. I have people like, it's not just about people hiring cars. I've bumped into my friends that I haven't spoken to in 20 years through TikTok. They didn't even know I was living in Dubai.
Oh,
like,
my
oh my God, I was your old neighbor at this place. We used to go to school together and we used to play this Nintendo 64 at my house. And it's like, I'm like, oh my God, is that you? Then I've inboxed, like, so I read my comments. I always like to read my comments.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm inboxed in private. I'm like, is that you? I'm like, how you been? Like, where have you been? It's crazy. So people, even like my dad's accountant rang my father, goes, oh, is your son a bit chubby, a bit big bloke? Blah, blah. Yeah. I lost 22 kilos since then. Okay. So when they came, I'm like, shit, I better lose weight. So it's like the chubby guy, he's got the car company in Dubai. He's like, yeah, that's my son. So it went viral. Like my videos got reached everywhere. I was in Paris the other day. I was in shopping, Louis Vuitton. Guy walked in and goes, oh, you're the guy from Dubai. He goes, I live in Dubai also. That's how I know you. Then the lady next to me, oh, I know you. You're the, like, they heard what he was saying to me. And they're like, oh, I know you. You're the guy from Dubai. I follow you.
So wow.
Even I was the other day with my son at Magic Planet. Mm-hmm. We're playing. And then the lady was collecting the tickets. She's like, oh, TikTok guy? I'm like, yeah, car guy? They call me the car guy.
The car guy.
And it's funny. You know, like, it's crazy. It's a good feeling. Absolutely. My first time ever was valet in the Hill Mall. Like, you're the guy of TikTok. It was like my first week on TikTok. I'm like, shit, I felt good. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, they follow me on TikTok.
Yeah.
And now it's like everywhere I go, people want to stop me with selfies. They come to my showroom just to meet me.
Wow.
I'm very down to earth. I try to motivate everyone. I've had children fly. Their parents are like, we had to come to your showroom. They want me to come and see your shop. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, we're welcome anytime.
You know? And for people that you grew up with at home, they're like, it's the dream.
Yeah, they tell their friends that they know me, and their friends are like, no, you don't know him. You don't know him.
Really?
And like, I'm like, send them a video. Like, yeah, like, I'll say something to them. I'm like, show them this video, show them this recording. It got to that point. It's crazy. I never thought I'll get this big.
Did you ever manifest it? Like, did you always love supercars?
I've always loved cars. Cars are my passion. I love cars. Like, even there's probably other things I can do that make similar money with less headache.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the cars. It motivates me. I go to work every day happy. I don't go to work dreading it. You know, there's some people make good money, but they don't like their job. I love my job.
Yeah.
You know, I go there every day, nice cars. Okay, there's headaches, but when I'm sitting in my office and I see all these little Skittles everywhere, all these different colors,
yeah.
It looks nice. Like, it's an achievement that I've got.
Of course.
It's like, for me, it's self-motivating and it makes me feel good.
And do you own all your cars?
All of them are mine. I have no investors. This is why I get this. I get angry sometimes because people say, oh, he's working for this person. They're all mine. And anyone that says that they have an investment in my company, confront me. Like, there's no one. It's all mine. I worked hard for it. That's why I get cut. Because I'm there every single day, and they don't understand that when you have 60 or 70 cars and you buy another car, you've got 60 or 70 cars paying off the 71.
Yeah.
So it's so easy. And I don't need an investor. If I want, I go to the bank. Like, they will approach me anyway. But like, I'd rather have it all for me, so I don't have to have someone in my business every day telling me, oh, how many days did you rent this out for? Oh, what's our cut? What's our share? No, I don't need you. Thank you. But I've had many people approach me. I've been offered a good amount of money to sell my business. But I love it too much to let it go.
One day?
Yeah, maybe one day. Not now.
And you have to sort of be a little fearless, right?
Yes.
To be able to invest so much money in cars, to be able to dream so big. And I guess...
It's crazy what you're saying. When I first started, every car I bought, I used to go physically myself, inspect the car, take it to an inspection, get under the bonnet the same way we used to do it in Australia. Like, look at the car from every single bolt. Now, even the Bugatti, I bought it without even knowing the color. I bought it over the phone. He goes, I got a Bugatti. It's this. This is the price. Do you want it? I'm like, okay, bring it past. That same night he came in, I got it done. I didn't even know the color. I said, okay, I'll take it. Bought it over the phone. We're talking a 13, 14 million dirham deal over the phone. Where before it used to be like, on a 500K car, I'll go inspect and sit 2 days looking at the car. Now I take big risks, massive risks. But that's the way I've succeeded.
Do you think it's important to take big risks?
100%. If you don't take it, you're going to stay where you are. You know, like, I'm in a good position financially.
Mm-hmm.
So if I took a risk, okay. No one wants to lose either.
Yeah.
But like, what's the worst that can happen? You always got to think that as well, but don't think of it. You know, like, it's just, you got to go for it. 100%. Even when I took my shop, my biggest regret was my first shop was only paying like 50,000 dirham rent a year, which is nothing. It's like 20 grand Aussie. Mm-hmm. Then for the next showroom I took, I went from 30 square meter showroom to 600 square meters. And the rent was like 20 times the amount. So I was a bit worried at the time. I'm like, no, you know what? Don't be worried. Just go for it. Now I wish I signed 5 years and I wish I took next door as well because of how much I've expanded.
Right.
So it's crazy.
And celebrity car stories. Because you also sell the cars.
I do sell some cars. But I've sourced some cars for some celebrities in interstate. International.
Okay.
French Montana bought a Ferrari Monza. That was from us. Some other people confidential can't. We've done a few cars internationally, but mainly here we do with a lot of people with high end cars. Like I just got a Ferrari Pura Sangue red one, one of the first red ones in the country, and now it's with someone very very
high up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got it before his order. Like he's ordered his one, another 4 or 5 months till he receives it. So he took my one. He paid extra premium. Like a crazy amount of money. You couldn't say no. I was going to keep it for me. It's like I'm giving you an amount you cannot say no to. So yeah, you got to sell it.
Well, what's your favorite car or cars?
That was my favorite car. We just took it from me.
Okay.
The Bugatti is 100% my favorite. But besides the Bugatti, like the SF90, the Ferrari, it's nice. It's fast. It's very comfortable. There's that. And then the SUV, Range Rover. I drive a Range Rover.
Really?
Yeah, the new Autobiography, my favorite car. Four-wheel steering, so easy to turn, big screen, there's ways, like it's just so easy to use, especially in Dubai. It's so comfortable. It's like you turn it with one hand, like you don't even need to put any effort while you're driving it. Mm-hmm. And I'm always busy, so like it's perfect. Big car, got my son, he jumps in the back, got a little puppy, jumps in the back too. So
do you name your cars?
No, not really.
No. You're like,
oh,
no.
Well, the Bugatti, I call it the bug, but like that's what they call it everywhere. They call it the bug.
Right. Mm. And cars are a chick magnet. They're 100%. A girl magnet.
100%. Oh, shit. This is a good one. Yeah. I get this a lot.
You do. So tell me about the. Oh, you had some water. So.
I had to for this one.
Luxury cars.
Luxury cars, Dubai, women. They come to my showroom a lot. They want to take photos, do photo shoots, and for their Instagram and all that kind of stuff. I get requests every single day. Can I come to your showroom and shoot cars? Can I come to your showroom? I let them. I don't care. It's publicity for me. Like, they always tag me anyway. So, like, and you know, women on Instagram that look pretty, they got a lot of guy followers. And those guys will spend money to drive a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they do those posts for me, it's okay for us because they're bringing us business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's part of the appeal.
Part of the appeal, yeah. 100%.
See, almost like a magnet, like kryptonite. You have to be like, poo, poo, poo.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I've got some influencers that work with us. One that, she went viral. I think she was on your show. I don't know. Sabine.
Oh,
she's
yes.
pretty big.
Right.
She's how much is your outfit?
Oh, yes.
So she does a lot of our work. She works for, like, she promotes our company a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we give her always the cast for content.
Okay.
And the amount of business she's got us, because guys follow her. So girls are definitely a car magnet and chick magnet and guy magnet, 100%.
This works.
This really works.
It works.
Mm.
Wow. And what do you think is the appeal in Dubai with fast cars? People think when from overseas, they think everybody has a fast car in Dubai, which for you is the case. But
there is a lot of supercars in Dubai. Like I think more than anywhere in the world, especially like US is the most. And I think Dubai is second.
Yeah.
When it comes, we have the biggest Lamborghini showroom in the world on Sheikh Zayed. So you'll think other countries will have a bigger one. Even Italy, you'll think I have a massive one.
Yeah.
But Dubai's got the biggest showroom for Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of supercars. I'm in Supercar Majlis. So it's another supercar group that we go and attend events and track days and that.
Mm-hmm.
600-700 supercars.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I know. If you go on car sales in Australia and look at to buy a supercar, you probably see 5 or 6 Ferraris in one category.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you got like 40, 50. So the supercars in Dubai, I think, most successful business owners have a supercar. Like there's car storage places that are full. You ring them to put your car there for storage. They tell you there's no room. So people come, they travel, they leave their cars there, they get looked after while they travel. Then in wintertime, they're here. In summertime, they leave them parked. Yeah, definitely. I think Dubai and supercars, it just goes hand in hand.
And why should someone hire a luxury supercar if they've never done it before and they've never sat in a supercar?
It's an experience that you'll never forget. It's also, it gives you a good feeling of like when you go to places, people look at you, you get that celebrity feeling, and that you're in a Lambo or a Ferrari, you got the valet and they park the car at the front, and if you are with a girl, you feel good. You feel that you've done something to be a little bit successful, mm-hmm. even though you're only renting it, but you still feel that day you're driving it, you feel good.
Yeah.
So I ask always the clients, how was the drive? Like, man, it's amazing. This took, you know, made my trip. So a lot of people say, like, this car made their trip. So, like, I'm happy when I hear that, you know, mm-hmm. make people happy, and it motivates them to go and try work harder to buy one. So I feel like if you get to drive it once, you get a taste of it. The reason why I bought my Bugatti is Andrew Tate. He came to my showroom in his Bugatti, and then he's like to me, he threw the key at me, he's like, take it. I'm like, I'm not driving your car, it's not my car. He's like, I know you can afford it, just take it. I took it around the block, and as soon as it came out of my driveway, I had like 10 people with phones out with their cameras. I'm like, man, this gets a lot of looks. Like, forget my Lambos, forget all my other cars.
Yeah.
Drove it around the block. I loved the way it drove. I came back 3 weeks later, I bought the car. And I sent him a video.
Oh, yeah.
I go, man, look what you made me do. He started laughing. So, like, yeah, it does make you feel good.
And you have so many cars. Does it make you happy, ultimately?
Look, now I look at them and it's like, oh, whatever, you know. Every day you just see them and it's like, whatever. But there's always, when I buy something new, I'm excited. But for how long, I don't know. So, like, I got a car coming this Friday, GT3 RS. It'll be the first in the country for rent. Like, it's a hard car to get. You got to be on a waiting list and all that kind of stuff. I'm excited for it. I'm going to put an exhaust on it, change the color, make it look sick. But then I'll probably get bored after a month.
Yeah.
But before, I used to be excited for a whole year. I'm like, no one's allowed to touch that. If they scratch it, make sure you show me. Like, you got to charge him. And now some cars, if they scratch something, like, okay, it's been scratched 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
So always the new cars excite me, but not for long. But something like the Bugatti or a hypercar or something that's very rare, now I'm into classics. I'm into, like, rare cars that no one can really get.
Yeah.
That's what excites me. It's the challenge. But getting a car that everyone can have is like, okay, I have that. It's six Lambos. I've got six Lambos. Like, it gets different.
Same with women and bags. Honestly, yeah. You get a bag and you're excited for about 2 weeks. And then it's like, oh, okay. Like, I'm done with
the
things.
Women, they love their Hermes Birkins and Kellys. And that. You get one color, two colors, three. Then it's like, okay, it's another color. But then you get excited if you got like an alligator skin or python or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make you excited. But then how long after you get bought? Same with the cars.
So
the customers, they look at them like, oh, wow, man, you got a lamp. I'm like, okay, I see it every day. I'm
over
it, you know?
But yeah, like, exactly.
Well, you can't say that, but like, yeah. Some of the cars I don't even drive. The new cars that I buy, I don't even drive them. I've
really?
Never driven some of my fleet. Maybe 30% of my fleet I have not driven.
Wow. Because it all kind of feels the same.
Same, exactly right. Unless if it's something completely different, new engine, new look, facelift, like a whole new car, okay, I'll jump in it and I'll get excited.
Mm-hmm.
There is some cars that I'm excited about, like the Ferrari SUV is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The new Revuelta that's coming out, the Lamborghini, one on order. That's 1,000 horsepower. It's electric. It's got engine. It's got loud exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
Something I'm excited for. But then the rest of them, they don't faze me. Like the new C63, for example. I ordered it for the fleet for my clients. For me, it's just an AMG.
Wow. And you mentioned a lot of influencers come into the showroom to do photo shoots and things like
Everything. Yeah.
Really?
Video shoot. We shot one video for DaBaby. He's done a video shoot in my showroom.
Mm-hmm.
We were up all night to like 5 a.m. shooting, changing outfits and changing cars and all that kind of stuff. And we went to the desert. It was crazy. Good feeling. And hanging out with the celebs, it's nice too. It's like, I never thought I'd meet this guy. I never thought I'd meet that celeb. Like when I used to see one celebrity in Dubai, I'm like, oh man, I wish I could meet him. And then from one leads to another. Like I speak to him, I treat him good, give him cars, take him out. We become friends. I've got their WhatsApp numbers. Hey, my friend's coming in town. Hey, Tiger's coming in town. Hey, this guy. And it goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. And you're Lebanese-Australian, living
correct,
in Dubai,
yes.
So it's a very abundant mentality, right?
100%.
We give everything, anyone from the Middle East region.
Yeah, we're always
very giving.
Dal, whatever you want, take.
Yeah.
That's us. We're very giving. We never say no. You know, even if I have no cars available, I'll probably give my personal car if I have to, like, just to make it happen. You know, I don't want to let them down. So if they go somewhere else, it's sort of, if they like their service there, they'll never come back. So you always can't refuse. So that's my 100% my number one rule is like try. That's why with my cars, I try to cater for every brand and I try to cater for every specific model.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a Ferrari, I've got pretty much every single type of Ferrari. Because if you don't have that one Ferrari, they'll go somewhere else. Yes, they might rent it for one day, but the next 7 days, they will probably want another car that you probably have in your fleet.
Yeah.
So if you have that one car, at least you got that day plus the other seven that they want. So it's a good type of business. Like that's how I set up the company.
So what's next for you?
Yesterday I was on the phone to someone from the States. We might be buying a jet. Yeah, so
what?
Private jet.
Oh my god.
Luxury super jet to Dubai. We're looking at the permits. We're looking at how we're going to get it done. It'll be three jets, mm-hmm. one to start. It'll be a Challenger 600. And then the other two to come after.
Mm-hmm.
One will be my own jet. The other two will be for the guy that I'm speaking to. So mm-hmm. we're sort of going to go in business together in that company.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in talks for 2 weeks straight. And now they're going to fly out and see me. They're coming mm-hmm. from Miami.
Okay.
So this is something in the talks right now. He just sold his business. He had a startup company, sold it for $890 million. So he's so excited. He wants to do something with me. So mm-hmm. I said, I'll buy one jet. He'll buy one jet. Put them together and let's do this. So we're still talking. And if we do it, you'll see it on TikTok. You'll
see
the sticker on the actual jet. Inshallah, like that's something I'm looking forward to
because
mm-hmm. It's the next level. So we've already got the chauffeur company. We've got desert. We've got a desert camp. So we have luxury desert adventure where you go and ride buggies and quads and all yellow gold and all that kind of stuff.
Full, mm-hmm.
Like it's completely different than a standard camp.
Really?
Then we've got the chauffeur company. We've got our supercar company. Now, if we get the jets, it's just all around tourism. It caters for all our clients. It's perfect.
So if anyone wants that very sparkly approach
100%.
In Dubai, you have it.
Yeah. And all our celebrities, they fly in private jets.
Right.
So we've already got the business there. So we'll beat any price. We're not just there for that because we're going to make money from the cars. We can make money from elsewhere. So we have to smash some prices to get in there.
To get there. Do you fly private now?
I used to go Emirates first class.
Okay.
Yeah, the other day I went to Paris. There was no first class tickets. I went business, but on the way back, first class.
First class.
But Emirates, I love Emirates. It's easy. Private's easy also, but on short trips.
Mm-hmm.
Paris is 8-hour flight, so I prefer just go first class, just go and come back out.
It's a different world.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel more safe. Like I feel it's a big commercial plane, Emirates.
Yes.
You know, in a private jet. I'm like, how long do I know this pilot for?
Yes.
Like you get paranoid, you know?
You know, I was in first class once and I didn't sleep because I didn't know what to do.
Pressing all the buttons.
Yeah, I was pressing. Yeah. I'm sure you're over that now.
Yeah, I sleep. I go in the plane straight sleep.
Straight to sleep. Don't give
Paris
me food.
Back, I slept the whole way. I woke up when I was landing.
Really?
I catch a night flight, so I'm already tired. And I sleep through the whole. It's like, why did you even go first then if you're sleeping?
Yeah, if you're sleeping.
You're meant to enjoy it, to be honest.
Exactly.
You're meant to be up for 2-3 hours, have a drink, have a, you know, chill, watch a movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm sleeping. I wake up. Okay, I'm back in Dubai.
That's so funny. But yeah, I regret not sleeping. That was the whole point because I was tired when
you're tired.
Eating all the food, touching all the buttons. So where can we follow you? I'm sure everyone knows anyway. But
Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram and I'm very active on TikTok. Snapchat, I don't really use it. I have a business page for Snapchat. It's not that busy.
Mm-hmm.
But Instagram, you can follow me, Ahmed Amwell, and then same as TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the links. You can put them in the video.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Ahmed, it's such a pleasure. And let's go check out your Bugatti.
Let's go. Let's do this. I'm ready. Let's go. Thank you for a drive.